What about to get butter beans out? You have to...
You have to hull them. Mm-hmm. Take your hand and bust them open. Now, for peas, when you're raising peas, I got a little thing, and now my brother-in-law gave me, he's dead now, he paid 50 cents for you. Just run that pea through it, and it splits the hull open, and it come out. Mm-hmm. If you don't, you have to take your fingernails and bust it open and get them out. Mm-hmm. But that's a whole lot easier. Mm-hmm. Just run it through it, and something like a safety razor blade, now splits that hull open, and you just rake them peas right on out.
Mm-hmm. And something is leafy and green, it grows?
Cabbage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, they grow, and we have another thing here we grow, we call them collards. They're just like a cabbage putting out, but they don't head up. Uh-huh. They just grow a big stalk about high, and the leaves comes out on the side, and people crap them off and eat them, just like picking mustard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you plant your mustard in the garden, now they put them in these stores, they pull them up with the roots on them.
Mm-hmm.
But the way we do, when it gets about that high, we just pinch them off and it comes out again. After it grows, you can go just keep a pinching it off.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps it coming, but when you pull them up, you're through with them.
Mm-hmm. You know, talking about the cabbage, if you were talking about several of those, you'd say these, talking about how big they were, you'd say these.
Large heads, or the head, and cabbage will head up. Some of them grow large heads, some don't.
Uh-huh.
Now, I have a cabbage in the ice box now. The old lady, my son-in-law, gave it to me. He raised them. They called out the flat dutch. It weighs 4 pounds and a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have some in my garden. I call them the Early Wakefield and the Judge of Wakefield. They grow up in a little old sharp head about that long,
mm-hmm.
and they don't get no bigger round than that.
Mm-hmm.
And these other cabbage grow large, and mm-hmm. they call them the flat dutch. They're flat, you know, flat heads. You've seen them like that.
What about a little yellow crooked neck thing?
Them's cushaws.
Uh-huh.
And squash. Squash, we got squash that way, and then we got the white squash. Grows with them notches all around the side.
Uh-huh. What's a cushaw like?
Cushaw grows... It grows with a neck on it, a long neck about that big around. Some of them grow that long in the back end.
Some of them grow about 18 inches long?
Yeah, and the back end is about the size of a half a gallon bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Surf can, or maybe a little bigger. Mm-hmm. Then we have another thing we grow here called them pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
They round,
mm-hmm.
grow round. Some of them smooth, and some of them have ridges in them like a cantaloupe or a marshmallow.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between the cantaloupe and the mushroom?
Well, I don't see any difference. Only a cantaloupe is round and a mushroom grows longer.
Mm-hmm. What other kinds of melons grow around?
Watermelons.
Huh?
Watermelons.
Are there different kinds of those?
Yes, and they got watermelons. They got different names for them, but I forget what they call the name. Then we have another melon they plant here sometimes, but ain't many people plant that. They call it sitting melons. It's mostly for preserve. It's hard, you can't eat it.
It's called a what?
Sitting melon.
Mm-hmm.
And they make preserves out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's white all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't fit to eat raw. You can't eat it raw. You cook it up and make preserves, you know, just like you do out of pies and mm-hmm. things, figs.
Little umbrella-shaped thing that grows up in the woods or fields after it rains?
Mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for those?
No, I don't know any other name, but they grow around here, but people don't fool with them around here. It's mm-hmm. some kind of mushrooms as poison, sometimes you eat. Now, out here in the pasture where the cows run, the droppings from the cows, you know, be that big around, and they rot in the pasture and get and dry up, and a lot of time mushrooms come up. And now, I've heard of people eating them, but I never did eat none of them, because you got to know what you're doing. Now, some uh-huh. mushrooms is poison. And if you know what kind you get eating, you'll get poison on them things.
Uh-huh.
I never did eat them.